Anything I go talk, you get a time in war, who would me a hey, Bonnie Dana Fay, hey, many my fin the hink at here, many my own day. Malabahi, you fin the Baja in Kabo, what you know, Kuninga, I'm a prep me Kabo. I promise on my phone, I'm a good tire near me, Shona, but in off a Vina Sana, Nikuna, no Shona.
Yawaena, Human Chia, Pico, my Kuan Kabila, Capito, Zahida Kay, Wanda Bumanchi. Bumbanchi, bumbanchi, mudena zwalumchi, 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 zwalumchi. Ubangijin Allah waima,
sumunchi afiko
mai. Anna Muhammad waima,
sumunchi afiko
mai. Iyayemu waima,
sumunchi afiko mai.
See, this is not a peace song, it's a love song. Peace ain't gonna get it married, keep the love strong. See, a peace we cannot risk. War at home is like cardiac arrest, cause home is where the heart is. Let the trumpet sound victory. The battle that we won is a battle for a peace. We promise on the honor that we'll never fight again, cause Ghana is the happy place of joy we should defend.
Get up, what's up, motherland? I don't feel like I'll be there in Afia. I'm in love with you now. Tell me, Jeeva, my jihad, I'm up your tower. What's in your will? A dodgy love for fun. I got to challenge how. From the big six, you still to fix things. My wah, I'm a kafu, what she can't do with reaches.
If you don't make it be, nobody for fight, we don't need one of these. Hey, and come on, come on.
Hey, easy with it.
If we to protect the nation, mother don't let anyone save it.
About the peace, peace, hey, about the Somaji, Kurjan, about the PP, hey, a wagon, now Somaji, walk, hey, ba. Mofuma Wabo Susa, Waka Sam Chon, one six, and many bay you, some Kayan Yos, you are, which has if you want to pay for a month who are when you leave your cocoto, a lady Bioke, Palace, a lady Moke, Palace, a lepid you call K, Palace, I'm not what you are in him. It's all about the peace, hey, ba, lo, ba.
Stores as to doom, police say you foom, and we are saying foom. Topa ye papa, he begging a high. One shakuma muma, memeny na danima. Papa papa, we don't know what he is from. Pussy would then get to him, or put to gym, or get on that BBC.
Ghana is no more.
Oh, Peter free me, that you may meet him no more.
Said as a peacemaker, for they shall be called for sons and daughters. We pray for love, we pray for peace, we pray for unity always. Sereyo, Sereyo, to make our nation better.
You can join us wherever you are. Let's rejoice with us. Hallelujah. Say it again. Hallelujah. Everybody say.
Hallelujah.
Just want to join us singing hallelujah.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. The song says, Hallelujah, Hosanna, Hallelujah, Hosanna. Everybody lift your voice, say Hallelujah. Somebody wherever you are, just lift your heads with us. Can worship the Lord wherever you are. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Everybody lift your voice. Hallelujah, say Hallelujah. Hosanna, say Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Everybody lift your voice unto the Lord. We praise thy name, oh Lord. Let your voice wherever you are. Sing, we praise your name, oh Lord. Father, we praise thy name, oh Lord. We praise name, oh Lord. Lift your voice and sing with us. Say, we pray. Come on and lift your voice with us. Come on. Thy name, oh Lord. Lift your voice unto the Lord. We pray. We praise, we pray. Lift your voice, we're gonna bless the Lord with us. Come on and lift your voice, we're gonna honor the Lord with us. Lift your voice and love the Lord, somebody. Lift your voice and bless the Lord. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the earth and they that dwell in. Somebody lift your voice and bless the King of glory. Lift your voice and honor the mighty King. We bless you, Jehovah. We praise your name, oh Lord. We praise thy name, oh Lord. Father, you are worthy of our praise. Father, you are worthy of our worship. Thy name, oh Lord, we praise. Yes, it will soon, I will crown. Now, yeah, yes, it will soon, now, yeah, yes, it will soon, only will pass it, will soon, now, let your voice say, he now.
πονά. Ανεβούμεσαι πόσο και εσύ να πονά. Σε σαβού, Ιησού Χριστό, εν τη μία σε αμένινα, ο κασέ μου κουτό, να βουλιο.
Somebody just lift your voice with us.
Εν τη μία σε αμένινα, αμένινα.
Somebody bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord.
Oh, yeah. Everybody lift your voice and say, all nation shall praise.
Somebody worship, somebody worship, somebody worship. Stop looking at us, you just come join us as we worship.
Shall praise your name, your name. Cause your name is stronger than anything. All nation
shall praise your name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, shall praise
your name.
Wherever you are, you just want to be quiet as the keyboards play. Sometimes we forget who the God that we claim we serve is. Sometimes we take our minds off who God is. He was in the beginning, he is in this present time, and he will be in the future. The Bible says he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changed not.
Shall praise your name. Oh nation, how great thou art. How great you are, Father, how great thou art. How great thou art. How great thou art. Nobody like you, Lord, how great you are. Father, how great thou art. How great. Everybody lift your voice. How great.
Praise
Jesus. From the rising of the sun, you alone are great. Are great. Say it again. How great you are. How great. Nobody like you. Nobody like you. You're in the class of your own. How great. How great. Jesus, immortal, how great, how great, immortal God, invincible Jesus, how great. Lift your hands with us, lift your hands right where you are. Nobody like the Lord. How great, how great, how great you are. How great you are.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Everybody say, how great. Nobody like the Lord. Nobody like the Lord.
We bless you this morning, O God. There is none like you, Jehovah. There is none that we can compare to you. You are the Ancient of Days, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the great I Am. Lord, we exalt you this morning. Lord, as we awake this morning, we know that you gave us breath and you will keep us through the rest of the day and through the rest of the week and through the rest of the month. Because, Lord, without you, we cannot do nothing. And we know with you, all things are possible.
How great thou art. How great you are. Father, how great thou art. How great thou art. How great you are, Lord. Nobody like you, Jesus. How great, how great, how great you are. How great. How great you are.
Thank you, Jesus.
How great you are. How great you are. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. How great you are. How great you are.
You can lift your voice and bless him.
How great you are. How great you are, Lord. Iradiye unaye besumo unyamiye unaye besumo unawo bosuru ni asasi. Buna wuhu migu ni pemu antano ni pabeye. Oh, gracias ifu yemesimu yankwande yina da 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 antano ni pabeye shade da ba beye okura. Me minha minha que si wasa sensu oye que si wapu no so masem ni na ni se minha minha que si.
I just want to talk about my God.
Oye que si wasu sura. Oye que si wasa sisu. Oye que si wapu no so. Masem ni se minha minha. Osi ao men kase. Masem ni se minha minha que si. Ao me casene nasce me se minha minha let's watch me oh yeah que se oh yeah que se was through minha minha que se oh yeah que se
Radio Kwaba 104.6. Sorry, unfortunately the Redeemed Church couldn't join us today, but the program is still going on. This you listen to Radio Kwaba 104.6. Today is 7th of March, and I'm here to celebrate our independence. Ghana is celebrating 60 years of our independence, and we are here to celebrate such a wonderful occasion.
Father, we bless you for this morning. We honor your name for what you're about to do. Lord, we commit our ways and our will and our day into your hands, our week into your man, that, Lord, you will take charge. Everything that, Lord, we are going out to do, Lord, take charge. We don't want to do anything on our own, but we dedicate everything of ours into your hands. That, Lord, you will take total dominion. That, Lord, you will take total charge of every other thing that we need to do. That when we come back,
anything I go talk, we get a time in
war of Bonnie and Hey, Bonnie Dana Fay.
Many men find the heat, many men won't pay. Malabahi, can you find the budget in Kabo? What you know, Nigga, I will put me Kabo. I promise on my own, I'm over Kayan and Shona, but I'm off in Mina Sana, Nibukuna, no Shona.
Yamaena, Human Chia Fico, my Cohen Kabila Capito, Zahid and Kay, Banda Bumanchi. Bumbanji, bumbanji, mudena zwalumchi, zwalumchi, zwalumchi.
Ubangijin Allah waima,
sumunchi afiko mai,
anna muhamma waima,
wassalam,
sumunchi afiko mai, iayemu waima,
sumunchi afiko.
You listen to Radio Kwaba. This is Radio Kwaba 104.6 in Auckland, New Zealand. This is Radio Kwaba on Planet FM. You also could be watching now, listening to us on www.planetaudio.org.nz. We are celebrating our identity. We are celebrating who we are. We are celebrating our identity as Ghanaians, as Africans, and what our independence means for us. We've got every reason to be proud as Ghanaians.
Yeah. Peace ain't gonna get it, Mary, keep the love strong. See a peace we cannot risk. War at home is like cardiac arrest. Cause home is where the heart is. Let the trumpet sound victory. The battle that we won is a battle for a peace. We promise on the honor that we'll never fight again. Cause Ghana is the happy place, the joy we should defend.
She a short to find a bone, I am a dog, I'm a deliver. A granny band and one in your will and it's a pup. Get up, what's up, motherland? I don't feel like I'll be there and afia. I'm in love with you now. Tamajiba Maji hide him up your tower. What's in your will a dodgy love for from Gaka Chale How? From the big six, you still to fix things. Mawa Hamaka for what she can reaches.
If you don't make it be, but if I fight with the need for a peace, then come on. Hey. Is it with me? Huh? If we to protect the nation, but I know that anyone has saved it.
Yes, we're at 104.6. Thanks to our wonderful, those of you who are watching us on 104.6 in Auckland, New Zealand, or those of you who are listening to us on www.planetaudio.org.nz, or those of you, also, there are a lot of you also watching us on Facebook. You will take a bit of time to acknowledge all of you one after the other when you log in. You can be telling us where you are watching us live from, and this is in New Zealand, and we are here to celebrate our identity as African, as Ghanaians, and we have got every reason, like I said earlier, I want to be proud of ourselves, you know. And before we go ahead, I've got just a couple of announcements here to make. So the Ghana Association of New Zealand, I got this here, so you can just be watching. The Ghana Association of New Zealand inviting the general public of New Zealand to come and join us as we celebrate our independence, celebrate our identity, who we are as people, who we are as individuals, who we are as a country. So we are inviting the general public, the Ghana Association of New Zealand, inviting the general public to come and join us as we celebrate our independence. So the theme for our independence celebration is mobilizing for Ghana's future, mobilizing for Ghana's future. And this is 60 years on mobilizing for Ghana's future. So the Ghana Association of New Zealand, in collaboration with the Ghana High Commission in Canberra, Australia, invite all Ghanaian, African, and the general public of New Zealand to our independence celebration, a day of extravagant celebration of identity, music, cultural performance, food, drumming, dancing, and the food and admission is free. So the date is on 18th of March, 2017, 18th of March, 6 p.m. The venue is the Mount Albert War Memorial Hall, 773 New North Road, Mount Albert, 773 New North Road. We've got a lot of performances coming our way. So that is Robert is going to be there. Robert is making names in New Zealand. He's touring the whole of New Zealand, bringing the culture of Africa into our continent, into our nation here. He's bringing Ghana into New Zealand. He's traveling around, performing, teaching people, not only perform, but teaching the locals in New Zealand how to play music, how to play the African music, the drums, the dance, and the performance. So Robert is going to be there with us. Rastone also is going to be there. Rastone is a Ghanaian musician, also based in New Zealand. He's based in Wellington, actually. And he's also coming to be with us on that occasion. And they are wonderful guests. Honorable Melissa Lima, I understand she's coming. She's our auntie. We always call her Auntie Melissa. She's coming to join us to celebrate. So Honorable Melissa Lee is the Nationalist MP for Mount Albert, and she is, I think, the ethnic affairs secretary or something to that extent. And I think she's always been there with us, been there for us, and she's also going to come as well. So come and join us. Let's celebrate our identity. And also, in talking about celebrating our identity, the Ghana Association of New Zealand, we are inviting all the general public. And we are inviting the general public, also invite a friend, to invite a friend's friend. So all the African communities, the Nigerians, the Congolese, the Zimbabweans, the Somalians, the Ethiopians, all of you who are actually watching us, who listen to us, please feel free to come and join us. Let's celebrate this. Also, regarding the paying of the $50, so every Ghanaian in New Zealand is meant to, we are paying $50 per person. Some of you have donated more than $50. Some have donated $500. Some have donated
$200, some $50, whatever amount you have donated, and also the $50 requirement for every member to pay. So we would like to encourage you that please make sure that you pay, because the whole we are inviting the whole of New Zealand, and we are going to provide them Ghana, the food from back home. It's going to be authentic. It's going to be natural. It's going to be from the way we cook our food back home. We want to display our culture to them, and we want to do this, and it's not going to be cheap. So we are inviting our members. Let's help, because Ghanaians, we are known for our hospitality, looking after the public, looking after our visitors and our guests, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to display our culture of our hospitality by looking after our guests who are going to come there. They're going to see performances there, and everything is going to cost money. So those of you who have volunteered or who are promised to pay more than $50, but everybody, please make that point to pay your $50. I know Mr. Thompson is going around making phone calls. So if you haven't paid your money, you got one more week left, and we want you to do this. So Mr. Thompson, if you're watching me or if you're listening to me, you can just call into the studio and just let's have some few questions. So the lines are 815-8100. You promised to call into the studio to educate the public a little bit. So also our first before I'll talk to the those of you who are watching on Facebook, once Mr. Thompson comes online, unfortunately you will not be able to hear what he's saying, but as soon as he finishes what he's saying, I'll repeat whatever he's saying to you guys. So as soon as Mr. Thompson comes online, we will be able to just go straight into the program and talk to him. Okay, so now I got my wonderful guest in the studio here with me, my usual guest, Kwesi Freddy and Emmanuel Badu. They are here in the studio with me, and we are going to have a discussion. There are three things that we're going to talk about. One of them is we've seen about an issue about a Lebanese supervisor in Ghana who abused an employee. And probably from my understanding, it looks like this is not the first time this thing is happening. It's been happening in Ghana for the last couple of years. And not only in that area of hospitality, but in the area of mining and different, when foreigners come in and open their company, the way they treat our locals, the Ghanaians then, is very, very unacceptable. And we cannot accept this. And we want to go into this. And second time also, we want to, also the second topic we're going to discuss, Ghana at 60. You know, Nkrumah said, we need to, the black man is capable of managing his affairs. How capable are we, and how well have we managed our affairs in the last 60 years? And if Nkrumah is to come back to us now, what is he going to look at, or how is he going to think, what is he going to think about us? And we also discussed Ghana at the budget 2017. What is it in for us? So three topics we're going to discuss. So I'm going to go right into my guest here, Kwesi. Before I go to Kwesi, you want to start with Ima? Okay, so let me go to Ima first. So I'm going to go to Ima. Emmanuel Badu is here, right here. Okay, so first, I'll just read this so that those of us who are watching us, but then you don't know the story behind this, I'm going to just quickly read. So Mawako is a company in Ghana. It's a restaurant. They provide food. It's a fast food. So what is happening is that a Lebanese supervisor in the restaurant assaulted a Ghanaian worker, a lady out in there. And what happened was that the lady was blending, in New Zealand we call it chili, in Ghana we call it pepper, hot chili. So she was blending hot chili. So there was a bit of confrontation. We don't exactly know what happened, but from what happened, the supervisor was very angry. She grabbed the hair of the lady and put her face into the hot chili. And after that, she locked her in the room for about a couple of hours. She couldn't go out for whatever reason. It's very unfortunate. The police arrested the supervisor, the Lebanese supervisor. He was granted bail. So there are a lot of agitation in Ghana at the moment as to why was he granted bail, one. Two, why is the company still running? And once you go on, I had a discussion. One of my friend in Ghana, who is a lawyer in Ghana, Frederick Samson, and he gave me a bit of legal input into what is happening and how we need to, if you want to look at it from the legal point of view, this is how you need to look at it. If you want to look at it from the on the patriotism or the emotional part of you, you also got to know how you look at it as well. So one, so there this issue going on, anger, frustration, and there was a mob actually, a group of boys and girls, or a group of Ghanaians who mob. They went there and to try and take over the campaign or to attack the campaign or whatever. I don't know what they want to do there. But thanks to the Ghana Police Service, they rushed in there and they brought the place into order. So now, Ima, Juan, what have you got to say to what it just happened? I know you've heard about the stories, you've seen what is going on. What is your take on what is happening now in Ghana regarding this incident?
Yes, let's say hello to our listeners and our viewers. And it's sometimes you see these things come up and we are tempted to go emotionally. And I think the best thing for us to do now is to take out the emotions and look at the reality. What is the issue? Now, this is a lady saying that I went to work, I was blending pepper, my supervisor got angry, came talking to me, threw the pepper out, put my face in the pepper, locked me up in the room and would not allow me to go out. That's the story. That's what we are told. And I think the police PRO has also recounted the same thing. Now, what is in that for us? And you see, it goes back to what Obama told us when he came to Ghana. We don't need strong men. We need strong institutions, strong policies. What are the policies here? And how do these policies work? You see, if we say for the young guys who went there, who are masked at the place, what is their taking this? If systems were working, do we need people to be strong? We don't need it. And you see, we need to be careful as well. Otherwise, we are tempted to think that foreigners are the ones who come to do this. Are we therefore saying that in the shops around Ghana, in the restaurants around Ghana, people are not abused daily? Do people own up and come up to talk about these things in public? Or could it be that we are talking about this today because this person is a foreigner? What I'm saying here is, I think sometimes we need to cut out our emotions and look at the reality of the issues we confront in our country today. The issues are one. What are the systems in place? Do we have work and safety organizations? We do. We have them. We have standards authority. How often do these people visit these places? How well do we check to make sure that the policies in place are being enforced? You remember this happened some time ago and TUC came to say that government should shut down the Chinese organization. Mm. This organization was chaining people. You see, it gets to a point, and sometimes when these things come up, the way we talk about them, it looks as if we always wait for something to happen and we try to be reactive. How long will we...
But when it goes, we don't forget about it.
Absolutely. For how long will we remain reactive? We can be proactive about these things. And I keep saying this, you see, until we allow systems to work, we cannot continue to run the way we are. And that's it. If you go to work, do you know how to complain, who to complain to, at what time, and where? Talk to any Ghanaian worker, including even the people working at the top level. How do we file complaints in Ghana? And to whom? Mm. And how? How many of us have ever complained about the services we receive in our country, apart from the usual fighting? So we have limited everything to mere emotions, fighting over things, and there's no real systems guiding us. And you see, a selected few, and you mentioned your friend who's a lawyer,
yeah,
they know it. What about the general population?
Yeah.
How many of us know about these things? Including myself, I don't know.
Yeah.
And so we are tempted to go the emotional way, and so everything becomes, let's fight it, and then it becomes you against us.
Yeah.
And then we think that these people have come here and they are just misusing us. Of course some do. Some do, and they do because we have allowed ourselves to. You see, there's an adage that says, "A same man who cry."
Yeah.
They say, So we it's, I don't know, but sometimes, anyway, that's my take.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. So, Kwasi, what is your take on this, Kwasi?
Yeah, he's quite right about what he's saying. Hello to everybody, anyway. As he said, we are not well informed. The laws and regulations are there. But how many of us do know? Who do we report that he first mentioned?
Mm.
And don't forget that these people who come to Ghana as entrepreneurs, most of them come from a developing country, that their country, the abuse is allowed.
Mm.
Okay? So they take that to everywhere. Even in Zealand here, you'll be surprised that there were some company that has to be closed down because they also come from a developing country just like me and you come from. Sure. And they got here, they couldn't change their attitude and carry the same attitude, giving maybe people very small pay wages instead of minimum wage. Okay?
Mm.
So it's up to the leaders to start saying, no, now things need to work. We cannot stay the way we used to be for maybe 20 years ago or 30 years ago.
Yeah.
World is moving forward. So therefore, we also need to move forward. Not just one person.
Yeah.
Not just one institution.
Yeah.
Every institution, as he said, who do you report to? You just go home and say, oh, I've been abused. I'm not going to work again. And that's it.
Yeah.
Even just like when we're in school, the same thing. Your teacher will just beat you up. And who do you report to? You got nowhere to report. You just go, you go crying. And we think it's normal. And therefore, somebody will just sit down and say, no, I have to take the law onto my hands. And they will go and then do something maybe outrageous.
Yeah.
First of all, another thanks to the police who rushed there, because when these boys were supposed to get into that building, that building belongs to maybe an individual person like you or me. These Lebanese guys are just renting there to do their business. But because of the emotional thing, they try to take law onto their hands. We are 60 years now. Today, yesterday was 60 years. We're young, but not that young that we shouldn't be able to understand simple things. So if anybody comes to your country, like we are here, we know the laws are working. So therefore, we follow the laws. But they come there because as ourselves, we are abusing the laws of our own country.
Yes.
So how do you expect a foreigner not to abuse the law?
Yeah. I mean, and before they could even establish themselves, they're going through the process, they must have paid a lot of money to people in high places.
High places.
So they know that people, you are abusing the system.
Yeah.
So when they misbehave, who are you to go and tell them? Because tell gave you, before when he came to register his company, he gave you $1,000.
$1,000.
And then he gave you this amount of money. So he bought you. That's what they think. You know, so that's one of the problems that we talk about. The institution need to work. The system need to work. You know, and I think our leaders also need to understand that, like we just mentioned about what is happening, the boys rising up and taking the law into their own hands because lack of trust for the system. Because if they believe that the police can do will do their job fairly, they won't go there.
They won't go there.
Because they know that the Balinese boss will go and pay some money to somebody and then they will let the case die. So this is why people rise up and do and so can you go ahead?
And that's true. But you see, the point is, if there have been one too many instances, then people, of course, would take the law into their own hands. But then that comes back into, you see, the system has to work, but the individual has a responsibility. And the individual needs to be informed by the system to know what to do. If you say, there are labor laws in Ghana. But I'm not too sure. Now, in this case, see, now this lady is being discussed on radio. She's lucky. She's on radio. What about the countless of them who are not on radio? We are not talking about them.
Even not just Lebanese company or the Chinese company.
That's what I mean.
Come there to take.
There are lots of companies doing it. And even it goes beyond. There are people who even work with people for several years, and they don't even settle them off to start off their own businesses. Is that not abuse? That's abuse. But what do we do about that?
We don't do anything about it.
Those who are working for local company and they're paying them below the minimum wage.
They do.
It's against the law.
They do.
But then who's going to speak for them? So it's that's not only point. Related to the abuse of the society.
That is huge. As I said before, those people, because most of them don't come there with them. They are not really big entrepreneurs.
They're
just trying to survive. They're hustlers. I call them hustlers. They're just hustlers like me and you. With maybe $50,000, $100,000, $20,000. And manage to come and open up a small restaurant. And they also come from a developing country. Just like us. As I said before. And with them, the abuse is allowed. We've seen that. I saw that on one of the ships came from somewhere in maybe Asia. And they were abusing their workers. Thanks to New Zealand government, when they rescued them, say, you can't do that here. You have to follow the New Zealand law. But us, we don't have proper law, things in place. And most of the jobs that we do, I have been a driver before. And I didn't even know my rights, my law, what I'm supposed to go through to become a taxi driver. Put that way.
The laws are there, but
the laws are, and I don't know what.
You have the most beautiful laws.
You know. So all what I would do is I would be fighting with the police and the city guards and all
every
that.
Day,
every day.
So our survival is just being survival of the fittest. You have to be strong.
That's not what the guys are doing. So it comes to has to come to the authorities and realize, no, enough is enough. Now let us start institution. Let's start slowly. Let us people know what their rights are. You don't have to be a lawyer or a judge or accountant before you can. You don't have to go to school to be a scholar before you can know your rights.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, and this is very true. You know, it's very true, and I think it's very important because I'll just maybe recount on two things that when I discussed. Because my friend told me, Fred, if you're watching us, Frederick Sampson is a lawyer in Ghana, and he said two things. Say, people were offended to the said that the guy was granted bail. By law, you can't keep the guy in, just keep him up. The law requires that when somebody offend, you take the due process, and when you go to court. He hasn't raped anybody. He's not a rapist. Mm. He's not an arm robber. He hasn't killed anybody. So he's not of immediate threat to anybody in our society. Mm. So at the end of the day, you can't just keep him in like for 20 years, just like that. He has to face the law. The law has to go through. He has to be applied for bail. The bail has to be granted based on what the judge thinks. Mm. So that's saying you cannot, even though our emotions are high, but we cannot just leave him in there. Besides that also, people are talking about why the company is still working. But the question is, the supervisor, He did not act on behalf of the company. Mm. It's an individual supervisor who misbehaved. Mm. So it could happen to me and you. Like, let's example, James had a shop down in Hendon Avenue. Mm. And let's say he employs 20 Ghanaians and one of them misbehaved. We can't say the New Zealand government should close down James' company because one person just misbehaved. Mm. So the point is, we need to be able to show that if you are punishing, you can't punish the owner of the company because of what that individual has done.
Because the guy doesn't own the company.
He doesn't own the company.
He's just a supervisor.
He's just a supervisor. He works there.
And he's not the manager.
Yeah, and it's just like, say, my son has taken my car to drive. He's knocked down somebody on the way. The police come and arrest him because he used my car to hit somebody. Mm. You know, so that's what we have to be able to, our emotions are there, we need to fight this thing. We need to know how the law works. Mm. Because the president talked about issue regarding, we need to let a business-friendly environment. Mm. The investor need to be sure that the law in the Ghana must work. Mm. That if an employee in the company misbehave, the boys will not rush in there and close down the company.
Yeah.
So these are some of the things that we need to be able to understand. That one, emotions are working, issues are happening, but we need to know that the law must work. The guys also have got the right under the law to defend himself. Because in the law it says you are not guilty until
you're innocent
until you're proven guilty. Mm. So at the same time, I think that's what we need to be able to understand, that the issue is, and for me, I was talking to Kwesi earlier on, and I think when we are not careful, you're going to go into the real South Africans what's happened now. Mm-hmm. People will take their law into their own and they start misbehaving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so but we don't, Ghanaians are way mature than this, you know. Mm. But our leaders need to help us to behave.
Yeah, most of our leaders are not really want to get there.
Yeah.
As I say, you don't need to be, to finish high school before you can understand simple laws, simple rules. Mm.
Yeah.
We all go to school from class one up to whatever level we got to.
Yeah.
All of us are going to branch to do different things.
Yeah.
That every country, every nation will need.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't have the same sort of understanding, the same sort of communication, same sort of education, all these things won't stop happening. It will continue to happen.
So it's good. So I think like Imam mentioned earlier on, the fact that we need to, the unions, where are the unions? People, the individual needs to know their right. They need to be able to stand up for themselves, know their right. They should not tolerate, we should not accept this. Because it's not the first time it's happening.
As Imam said, it's happening in all the institutions. Yeah. For example,
people go to the chobas. People work and they don't pay them. They only give them food to eat.
Yeah. For example, you bought your car.
Mm.
You have to do insurance. You go and pay for insurance. And when your car gets accident, do we get our money back?
It's not
an abuse.
Yeah, yeah,
if you don't pay the insurance, you get arrested. Mm. It can be taken to court.
Yeah.
So, he's a Lebanese, of course, he's a foreigner. We're all foreigners in someone's country.
But we expect to be treated fairly.
Fairly.
Yes.
We need to show the example first.
Example,
that we are gaining. This is how we live.
This is how we live our life. Because we are way better than what some African countries are doing. And we need to show, like we say, Ghana is a gateway to Africa. And we have to be sure that we fought for rule of law.
Yeah.
And the rule of law have to work. Mm. And one of my friends said, we should not behave like we should not behave with a coup mentality.
Mm.
With a coup mentality that people just start up and do whatever they want because they believe in their... And I think the same thing happened when Nana came to, he mentioned he condemned the MPP boys who took the law to the, and do what, and did whatever they want. Because people need to know that laws are there for a reason.
But the, as I said, the people, the reason why people take the law onto their hands is because the person that you're going to report to are not ready to listen to. He's the who is causing
that's the problem. So nobody to listen to.
Nobody to talk to. But now things are beginning to change. And we all need change because we are all fed up with living in a country with law whereby laws are not really working properly. That's mentioned about the insurance.
He said,
if you don't pay your insurance, you get arrested by the police, you take the court, you pay. But now you drive the car, you pay the insurance for more than maybe 10 years, and your car gets accident. Who do you have to go to?
You go to the insurance company, they don't even pay.
They don't pay you.
It's not abuse. It's abuse. So the abuse actually comes in different forms and shapes.
Abusing ourselves in various institutions.
Okay, so now this brings us to the issue we talk about. The laws are there working, the government are there, the institutions are there, the authorities are there to work. But Nkrumah on his Independence Day speech, he said, the black man, the world needs to know that the black man is capable of managing his own affairs. and we've been talking about it. We are capable of managing our own affairs. And things like this, how capable are we in managing our affairs? Because, I mean, if you look at all the part of Africa, the black man, let's forget about the others, but let's talk about Ghana. How capable are we in managing our own affairs?
We are capable. But it wouldn't take just... We're talking about 60 years of independence.
Yeah.
That people would say is too long for 60 years.
Yeah.
But don't forget that, maybe it's slavery time, then until the time whereby they said, now we are coming to take over your country. And we don't know how long. How many people know how long we went through, colonization? Mm-hmm. And do we understand what it means? Whereby somebody says, okay, you are not going to use your God's given ability. You have to ask me before I will give you the permission to do this. You have to ask me before I give you permission to do this. It's not easy that our ancestors went through.
Yes.
They must have gone through a lot. And all this has got an effect on us. I mean, for example, I was in Ghana some time ago, and one of the guys were working for one of the foreign companies, and this person has just been paid about maybe that time, you're talking about $100 a month. And he believed in that $100, but somebody said, no, this $100, I can work hard for myself and make that $200, $500 myself in a month. Probably just went and started carrying maybe pure water. And just 1 month, he could make that. But that person, he's still thinking about slavery in his mind. So therefore, he's stuck there for $100 a month, whereby he can't survive. Because he believes that he can't do it by himself. But some people know that, I can do it by myself. And they have started. So 60 years of coming from the independent is not that long that we should expect to be like maybe other countries where they never gone under a colony before.
Let's have a few. Let me read some few comments here. Kennedy Neddy says, when people start storming out to react to such injustice, such nonsense will stop. Nigerians will not take this. So such things don't happen. Kennedy is saying, Kwesi, the people are the government, so they are the one that are causing the trouble. Rosemond is saying, I think the people are putting the law into their own hands because of lack of trust in the system. So of course, the guy is entitled for his bail, but he requires severe punishment.
If found guilty,
then he need to be punished. Are we capable of managing our own affairs?
Oh yes, we are very capable. We are very capable of managing our own affairs. It's just that, of course, there's always something to compare to, and therefore, if you compare, then you are likely to say that we are not doing as much as we would have loved to. But yes, that does not take it away that we are not capable. We are capable. If you look at where we are coming from and how far we've come, and the years so far, I mean, it's commendable. Of course, there's a lot to be done, and we can't run away from that. There's a lot to be done, and a lot to be done within the confines and the restrictions of the global politics we find ourselves. And we can't also run away from that. And these are the realities that we face. So, of course, the black man is capable. Now, he's giving examples. So if you're looking at where we are coming from, colonialism, what we went through, and how far we have come today,
And someone said, you are not using your God's given ability.
Which is true. And sometimes, you see, if you think about it carefully, when we are being told that you are not intelligent, you are not smart enough, and so
and you have
we are put in a box, and we still believe that we are not, then of course that puts some restriction on our capabilities. The black man is capable. For me, I don't see why we'd say the black man is not capable. Of course, there's much to be done. And I think the good thing is what the sense that we are getting now. There's a sense of people trying to feel that we can do this. Let's do it. We can do this. Let's do it. And you get a feeling when you talk to people back home. There's this kind of renaissance that the African wants to be seen as the greatest ever to have lived. And the history has shown this. If you want to look at the history, if you go back to Egypt, down to Sudan, down to West Africa, the history has shown this. And we know the black man is capable. We have done this before, we can do it. But of course, you see, our limits are that we don't know. And most of us don't really know who we are. And so we are caught in between where we think that the black man is poor because that's what we see on TV. The black man is hungry because that's what we see on TV. The black man has diseases because that's what we see on TV. And we have come to believe these things about ourselves. And so we are quick to run down the little we have done, hoping to do more, not acknowledging the little we have today. But of course, there are issues. We can't also run away from that. There are issues. Issues including systems not working just as we just discussed. Issues with our own political arrangement where there are two strong divides, each one trying to run down the other and not seeing to agree on anything. And so the interest of the country is not paramount. We are just looking at people's political interest, things that will push them to gain power and to rule the country. And so there are issues. But for me, that doesn't take away that the black man is not capable. We are capable, and we've done quite well. Mm-hmm. If you want to count what we have done so far, look at education, look at health. We are doing well. There are people who are doing well on global level. There are people who have bring innovations that have changed the world. If you think about issues such as telecommunication, if you look at even this, the red, gold, green light, the traffic light. Like, yeah, if you're looking at the fiber optic,
yeah,
that runs under the sea. These were done by Ghanaians, black Ghanaians. Mm. And so
nobody knows about it.
That's what I'm saying.
If you
want to know more, then you can go on YouTube and look for black men in science. And there's a YouTube video on that shows the contribution of the black race to development. Mm-hmm. What we don't know is who we are.
Mm.
And you see, the difference between us and them is that people are born and they are taught to be confident. Mm. They are taught to feel they are the best. They are taught to think they are superior. And so they come meeting you thinking they are better than you. But we have been born and raised to think that we are not capable.
Mm.
We are inferior because we are poor. And we have been made to believe that the things we have are not too good. And so we are trying to shed that away.
Mm.
But of course, that will change. And it will take some time. But we are getting there. It will surely change. And I get happy when I see these things coming up. For example, we discussed in this studio about the woman who was attacked.
Yes.
And the police has done something. People have been put before court. Yes. They've been remanded.
Yes.
This is a strong call. This is a strong warning that things will change. And they will surely change. So I think where we are now, people have been there before. We can do more.
Mm.
But it depends on the sense of urgency. And I like it when I hear the president say that I'm in a hurry. I'm in a hurry because
situation. Those of us who are watching us on Facebook, there's a phone call coming through into the studio. So I'll take the phone call. You might not be able to hear what they're saying, but I'll repeat it to you. So I think Mr. Thoms, hello?
Yeah.
Avani.
I know
what you're going to talk about. So we're talking about the Ghana Asisi celebration in New Zealand. That's on a Saturday, 18th of March, 2017, 6 p.m.
But me the bitch mara I'm say Ghana for I'm say na na me kaka sa be me ka bro for na me get
tree ah ebia
ah okay French you ha come French mum Ghana for yes, someone I'm say Dano na you call me Tino. You know, you two muse. You bet you are $50. Na be a bit $50 individual. Nipa ba could be a bit $50. Na ya e de a yesa celebration in a celebration ye ni and kwala ni a de na ya bet nasin ya g any m so shape program na so church near my baye mukakra. But ninti my friend and say MC 50 no and kofo kakre bi na etia dodo na ntia e bi kra bo modin etia sika kesi bi etia na e bu 50 no bi kra my 500 mpo but ye hwe nipa dom a e ba na MC say e kofo e ko Nigeria for program ne bia Nigeria for year me independent na se ko bia na ye de ani bubu nipa ba ho na ese sa ni pana ne baba gana de ndia enem bi ye skapa ye de benu ase bi nua ne ne ye de be de quality ho ho ne ne ye de ke ka hu ina enti ye skam e hia $50 per person obi kura e yi maso trace ah na mo mo ji 50 Australia for class mo ji Australia mo mo tia 100 Ghana for tia 100 no mo de celebrate ni pa ba ko bia ese nkwala no kra bo ye ji nkwala no kra so tia 30 awofo tia 30 man kwala no e bi se be take care of nkwala no so I'm saying, I knew when we know who's a but Kakai Binyan, your behind the idea. A face is seen. I didn't obey. He hears he cannot near the planning. Sadana, I agi and in the NC table and the Adjiska. And he said, Obi Betriano and Trian and Temua. Ebema, you watch the Kaka. Sanzas, you who's he cano. Na, yea, the Yashia who added Bobra. And he has regan a four in us, yes, somewhere. Ubia and chair 50 the sebita fracture, sebi money ma, and yes, kakasi bia, we flew accounts money ya, own feeling a hibia. Na unia, ne eda when you can nails at 50 pa. It been a near cassa black man is capable of handling his own affairs. Ye ni confident. Sikano cry ye dia, dia my hope, any confident. Ye chain say, Abia, Ubin and donate sikabi, ye find your party. Sabi ukufia Ghana if ye ye de wabruchiru wa ye beku sabi niyema mukaka ba ukufia nese kubi ye bibi anase asori kubi ye nbi omu ye bibi ni adia ye ya inko fuya sabi ye sweska kuma omu na ye omuwa bichu omuwa ni ucho muntuma omuwa ni tutu sika edie party omu debeye omuwa ni tu collection edie ni ombeye na so noma kaskani na abu mnomu dia jio mani fefefe enfiye kwa yiwa ntie salamu ala enije ba kwa ye beji mumenye kese eno anzo bi entue ne 50 no 50 die en say we odwen ho a te say ubu gwa ba kese ah na dey pa na 50 gram da so te ho sa ntie salamu eno ani masemu a me pese me kan ye salamu say muntue sika no ye reduce ho asem kan but reduce dey say me kan sa ewi anniversary ewi ansa ansa na ye reduce no so reduce no bi no so tete afie but 15 ne die yesremo se mo anfa amantemo a ye hu ne de beye se ye ye program ni wie na o 15 na bisa ho se die ne de 15 ne ye if ye nko bo bisi anfa nye we are capable of handling our own affairs se bi se woni wo yere ne o ma na se bi se bi woni wo kanchema bi ekotena restaurant de okrum hana mu didi a ezo wo se $50 die umfa nye hwe wo ho enko te nti yesremo oko bia ba na koto bia o mse ho ne num bia de oko ho no ma bia kitikiti ba ko no e si ahe $6 I'm say $8 as a $10 bi kra ba 10 de bro sa en so e ba se ye pese ye gie ni etu me ko gie ni ti yesremo ma se ma ye 10 de e bia obi wa se bi obi bisa na me de besi ha na ma se mo se mo ma ye capable of handling our own affairs from now ye ye confident in ourselves yenya sa confidence na kwame nkroma ehwehwe me yenya no na ye dey I handle our own affairs no in our own small way ewe New Zealand ha no she to me tia sikai na ye dey yenya be ya we are handling our own affairs in a small way ohwe se bi chingwantanfo ye wa ha omo ji kure afa adintra omo ye bibi enya gro ye si da no omo ye omo oy lenten festival ohwe ne kasi anetia ohwe abukase kure kura se bi omo na omo dia enso omo free baby na abetena nti yenso ye free baby abeye yire ho a crew we dey is a land of opportunities yenso ye betumi ayede e hold a very big part na yensu ye di ajie ni intimidi mando besi ya na eja se mu obi wa se mu obi sa senye sanso eche mu nko mwa mu di na misu masan Friday edi manua tubi mida mwase
ok ova se yese da wase intimidi chief wange se Mr. Thompson so and of adi beja hada me explanation wan omu fio Facebook live nebi omu mhm Hey, I'm anti asem na you can see me san narrative actually because so your Facebook I na one time t in some in the Ecoso studio hano.
Ah, okay.
And I take this opportunity to explain to them. So those of you who are watching us on Facebook, this is Mr. Thompson is the treasurer for the Ghana Association of New Zealand. So he is calling because we are celebrating our independence. We're having our independence celebration on the 18th of March. Which is on a Saturday, 18th of March, 6 p.m. But the association has allocated $50 per person. Some people are paying more, some are paying $50. But then it looks like people are not paying the $50. So we are calling all Ghanaians out there who are watching us, who are supposed to pay your $50. You haven't paid yet. Please make it a point to pay your $50. It's very, very important. So that's what I said. So let's come back to the studio. We've talked about we are capable of managing our own affairs. So let's do this. We are capable of managing our own affairs. Just a quick reminder that the Ghana Association of New Zealand, we are inviting all Ghanaians and our loved ones to come and join us as we celebrate our independence. The details are all there. So please feel free to come and join us. Invite a friend's friend that Ghana, we are celebrating our independence, and the general public of New Zealand are invited. So let's come to the budget 2017. Ima, do you want to be the one to go first?
No, that's fine. I think, but before I go there, I like what Ofa said, and I really enjoyed his submission, the latter part about confidence. And you see, it's a big thing. We may want to run away from it, but it's a big thing.
We can't run away from our responsibility.
That's true. We sometimes lack confidence.
Yeah,
it's not about the numbers. You don't need too many people to be confident. You don't need too many people to show who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just that part of it.
Yeah.
And you see, the more we show who we are, the more we tell people our story, the more people respect us.
Yeah.
But probably that will be for another day. Now, about the budget, I think in relation to, I think you said how important this budget will be for those of us in the diaspora.
Yeah.
For me, it's more than important. And it's more than important because this is a government showing commitment to making the lives of people better. They promised this in the campaign, and it looks to me that what they are trying to do is give people the assurance that we promise we are going to do this and we are really going to deliver on what we have promised you. I'm not an economist, so I'm not going to pretend to know all that they've said in the budget, but I'm going to look at it from a perspective of a layperson with regards to what the finance minister have said and what he says he wants to do. For me, and as a person living in outside the country, the finance minister's call to people in Ghana in the diaspora to put their hand to the wheel and make Ghana better is important for me. That's my first point. Now, the second part is if you look at what they have done with the taxes in Ghana, some of the cuts that they have done, for me, are very significant. So if you are thinking about taxes on imported products, if you work in health sector like me, you are thinking about products that we don't manufacture in Ghana. And so you are looking at pharmaceutical organizations in Ghana who depend on this raw material to produce medicines. And sometimes the importation of this raw material could be so expensive that the drugs that are manufactured in Ghana turn out to be more expensive. And so people end up buying products from India, from China that are cheaper. As to whether they are effective, we are not too sure. And therefore, this is very significant and very important. Now, if you think about the taxes on spare parts, for example, people saw how the people who trade in spare parts were happy. And that's significant. You see, I listened to somebody talk about taxes. And what he said was that if you continue to tax people, what you are doing is ineffective. You are trying to cripple them. The government is taking too much from people, and so people are not happy going out there, creating more jobs, because the incentive is not there. Now, if you look at what has gone on in the past few years. And the reason why people were all over the place, kind of, I don't want to use the word crying, but there were lots of complaints.
They wanted a change.
They wanted a change because the taxes burden was too high. What did the NPP government do? In 2001, 2008, it was the same thing. There was tax, there was VAT, but there was a flat rate. Instead of charging individual people 17.5% VAT for traders, there was a flat rate of 3%. Now, this led to people having the confidence to pay their taxes, and they were trading. What you are doing effectively is you are trying to open up the economy, get more people to do more work, and so the money eventually comes to the government. But if few people are paying taxes and you continue to take it away from them, in effect, you are not incentivizing them to do more work. And that is not helping in terms of the growth of the economy. Now, if you look apart from the taxes, if you look at what the government is saying they are going to do in terms of the free SHS, which is very significant. If you live here and you have a family back home and this person depends on you as an uncle, as an auntie, and you have to send money home to pay school fees, and the government says they are going to help take that off, that for me is significant and important. Apart from that, paying people their allowances, the nursing training, the teacher training allowances, of course, you can debate it. For me, I think it's not sustainable long term, but the commitment to pay is good, and so it's commendable. Now, if you think about what the government have said in terms of irrigation, so they say one village, one dam, which is very important. We live in a country where we do farming only during rain season, and then after the rainy season, there's no more farming. And one of the reasons why there's so much migration from north to south is because of this problem. And so if you can show commitment to do something about that, that is commendable. And so I think the budget as it is, and it's interesting to hear what the minority will say, because listening to the finance minister, the minority says this is 419 budget. And so we are waiting to see the debate that will go on in parliament for us to really know and understand why they think this is 419. Because it doesn't look to me that this is 419. At least what it tells me is that somebody is prepared to take the bull by the horn, and somebody is prepared to take decisions that has implications and that can positively affect our lives. And that to me is the most important thing. You see, if we were to vote for leaders who would just go and take decisions the easy way, which is pay more taxes, then of course anyone can be a leader. But the leader is the person who thinks about his people and looks for strategic ways to address problems. And that's what we are seeing now. We are faced with the same challenge. Nothing has changed, but the perspective has changed. We think the government now thinks that let's grow the economy, let's encourage people to invest the little they have. You see, if you keep high taxes, nobody will come and invest in your country. Because they won't
even
come.
You yourself, you even
absolutely. Because if I come and invest in your country and you take all my money in taxes, what do you want me to do? But the more people invest, the more jobs are created, the more money people have, and the more money the government receives. Government's business is not to do business, but to make money out of the businesses that people are doing. I think that's what we are seeing now.
Yeah. So just before we go ahead, so those of you who are watching us on 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand, or who are watching, who are listening to us on www.planetaudio.org.nz, in about 2 minutes we will go offline. But those of you who are watching us on Facebook, you can continue to join the conversation. So, Kwesi, you go ahead.
Yeah, as Ima has said, he's I won't say he's 100% right, because the opposition also are saying it's 419 budget. And then with the politicians, you know, they always have their ways, so we can be 100%. But for, I would just come as let us let's talk about things that we don't manufacture them in Ghana. Maybe next 50 years, and people need, maybe next 50 years we might be able to do it, but as at now we can't. Like maybe the spare parts or cars. We can get a car here for maybe $1,000, which is very good car. And you ship that car to maybe Ghana, and they tax you for maybe $4,000. Does it really make sense?
Yeah.
It doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
So it doesn't encourage me to send something home.
That's
true. So I would rather, I don't want to go through all these hassles. Let me leave it. But if they were going to charge me like $1,000, many people will, of course, send a lot of cars home. So that to
replace the old cars.
To replace the old cars,
yeah,
for example.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if you look at the cars that are going from here to back home and comparing to what is already there.
There.
They need to replace the fleet that's already there because the cars are too old. Some of them, if you get a scratch, you're going to have tetanus.
Yeah. You know, and the budget, they need to review a lot of budgets. For example, you go to, apart from maybe send things to Ghana and then at the airport, at the port, they charge you high tax. At the same time, look at what we go through, like agents. You go and pay your duty, they will charge maybe $10,000, but you come and look at your duty paper, it's maybe $2,000. Mm-hmm. And you ask the agent, so I pay bribes.
Yeah.
It's all not encouraging for a business friendly.
Yeah.
So governing needs to look at all this, and I'm